Hi. The Common Man and T-Bone podcast is brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling. Cold or sweaty is no way to go through life. Call my guys at Care Heating and Cooling for all your heating and cooling needs. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. And stay tuned after the podcast for special bonus content from past shows.
Let's say this happens, and it will. I don't know when it's going to happen, but the day comes where you have it's legal to bet right on your phone,
right,
on the NBA, NHL, Major League Baseball, NFL. Is that, don't give me the politically correct answer where it's like, no, it's the birth of my children. Is that the happiest day of your life?
It's top five. Yes, it's top five.
Let me guess the other ones.
All right.
Are you going to say, like, kid
yeah,
births?
Birth of my
okay,
kids
so that's
be,
two.
Birth of my kids are there.
That's two. Gambling day would be three. Hardee's opening up on South High would be four.
That's a pretty good call.
Right. I'm trying to think. What would five be? Five will be when they eventually save the crew. That will be five.
No, if they eventually save the crew, that's right up there with kid's birth. But actually, you forgot my wedding, but you didn't because that's like seventh. So you're good.
Well, nobody likes their wedding.
No.
That's what you say. I hated my wedding.
No, the day I met my wife, I would put in the top five. Like the day where I first met her and was like, this woman is great. That I would put in the top five. But the actual wedding day, no, it sucked. I didn't get a piece of cake. I like the whole time we did the little thing where you put the cake, you know, that you cut the cake and you serve it to each other.
Yeah, I didn't get any cake either.
We did that. And then they said like, oh, we'll save you a piece. And then we got up and we were greeting people and then people start leaving.
I don't think I ate a thing because you're up talking to people
right.
And how you doing? Thanks
and
for coming, Chuck Knoll.
Yeah, and then, that's right. Yeah, you had so many people to greet, all eight
well,
of them.
Well, no, here's why it was annoying. Because we had the small wedding in Florida with nobody there,
yeah.
Which is exactly what I wanted. And then we were talked in to a month later having a big wedding party here in town like 200 people.
And that's when you did the cake and all
and
that stuff?
Yes, that was totally miserable.
Yeah. I always tell like people who are getting married when they ask, like, you got any advice? I always say, like, take time, consciously make an effort to go get a piece of your cake. Because it will be one of the best cakes you've
or,
ever had.
Or, how about this? Elope and don't have a stupid party.
Well,
that's my advice to you.
That's fine. But
take your money you're going to spend on the stupid party and buy a house.
Put
a down payment on a house.
A lot of times when people ask that question, it's like when you've already got the save the date and they're like getting your address and they're like, yeah, we're getting married. You got any advice? And be like, yeah, cancel everything. That's what I should say.
Well, I'm telling you right now, for those of you thinking about getting married, don't.
Well, no.
Get married.
Getting married is fine.
Don't have the party.
The elaborate wedding is
for... It's stupid.
Well, again, if you would enjoy that, fine. But you're right. If neither of you want that and it's only for the family, don't do that for them.
Yes.
Do your own thing.
Right. You're right. If the wedding party is extremely important to you...
By all means.
I wouldn't waste all your money doing it.
But I get that.
But
right.
Do
it. It's a dream.
If you're
for a lot
doing
of people.
It to please other people, you
yeah.
will regret it.
You will.
Do
there's,
not do
there's
that.
There's no doubt about that.
We don't have any pictures of our wedding in the house.
Not one?
No, because we hate it.
We have one of those like photo collage frames that has like six or seven photos in one frame, and we have them in that, and that's it. Yeah, but that's the amount of money you pay for those pictures, too. Pay for all that, and then you have one photo album you look at once every 7 years or something, and that's about
it. I went to the emergency room planning the wedding.
You did?
Yes.
Why?
Well, because we started doing this really small thing, and then it spiraled out of control. And I was losing my mind because it wasn't what we wanted.
Can't imagine that.
And so I had one job. I wanted to take care of the invitations.
Okay.
Because when we first got engaged, we had this idea. We would do like a funny sort of cartoon of the two of us with the invitation. Not like the traditional calligraphy and you've been invited to and
right.
God's children will unite. None of that. I wanted
okay.
like a funny cartoon thing. I said, just look. This is becoming a debacle. You do what you want to do. Just leave me the invitations. That's
uh-huh.
all I want. I want to take care of the invitations.
All right.
Fine, whatever. So I'm dealing with this cartoonist who's out of state, and I'm sending her pictures, and she's drawing different versions of us and sending it to me. What do you think about this? So I call the cartoonist one day, and she says, oh, what a coincidence. I just got off the phone with your mother-in-law. And that little thing made me lose my mind.
Oh, I can see that.
I needed to start breathing into a paper bag. It was like my entire world had closed in on me because I don't even have the invitations now. And I was having a panic attack. I'd never had one before.
Wow, so
we went to the emergency room thinking I was going to die.
So that amount of someone taking the control away.
That one thing.
Yeah.
All I wanted was control over that one thing. When it was gone, my mind was gone.
I that does not surprise me knowing you, though, because I know you like to have a little control there. So that's, you learned something through that, right? You learned
some
limitations. Also, maybe
that's what I learned.
Maybe she was having problems because the pictures you were sending her were all of your genitalia, and that was it.
Wow, come on now.
Like, no, come on.
I don't think these are yours, by the way. You're just cutting and pasting things you found online.
That's absolutely right. Now, do you know any of these other bands? These are all real bands. I'm not throwing anything crazy at you. The War on Drugs?
Nope.
You heard of them? Okay.
I heard that's a thing.
Fleet Foxes?
Nope.
Don't know that. Okay. How about Portugal the Man?
Nope.
Portugal the Man, for what it's worth, it's on Sunday, April 15th. It's Eminem is listed as the headliner. Odessa is listed as the next band. And then it's Portugal the Man. The Man and the Man. Then Migos, then a Perfect Circle. So apparently,
wow,
Portugal the Man is getting, that's better billing.
Is Migos where Belky Bartokomous grew up?
It's Meepos.
Meepos.
If there was a band called Balky from Meepos at Coachella,
how about that
would be the band I'd go
how
to see.
How about that? Absolutely.
I care less what they're playing.
And their number one hit, Carson Larry.
No, it'd be the Bibbidi Bobka Diddy or whatever.
Oh, Bibbidi Bobka Diddy.
That's what they have to do.
No one understands any of these references.
And nor, if you do, then you're just as pathetic
as
us.
Who else is on there? Give me some more real bands.
I told you Cardi B. You don't know her. You know French Montana?
No. Nope.
Really? Me neither.
Is that just Bo Bishop singing in French?
Yeah, it is. How about Petite Biscuit?
No, I don't know Petite Biscuit.
Snake Hips?
Don't know that.
First Aid Kit?
No, I don't know
really?
That.
Okay. That's how about Lewis the Child?
No.
Black Bear?
No.
Black Coffee? I'm just telling you, Ben. Greta Van Fleet?
She's on Fox News, isn't she?
I gotta tell you, got a little busy night there at Coachella. First, I'm gonna read The Fire and the Fury, and then I'm gonna go tell people I'm not Paula Poundstone, and then I'm gonna go to Coachella.
Are you doing Greta Van Susteren or Paula Poundstone?
Both of them at the same time. You never see us together, do you?
All you're doing is keeping one side of your mouth closed like a stroke victim.
Yeah, coming back, we're going to tell you why everybody's lying to you except for us. That's right. I'm Greta Van Susteren. Get her down.
She's made a whole career going,
I don't believe you. I'm a lawyer. I think you're lying.
All right, who else?
Are we just doing are we just reading things off the internet now and that's our whole show? God, I've been doing this for 12 minutes, it feels like. Let's see. I'm trying
14
to
14 minutes.
Really?
Yeah.
How about I like this name. Allison Wonderland. Like Allison, a girl's name.
I
Wonderland.
See.
I
see what she did there.
That's nice.
I've never heard of her.
St. Vincent?
No.
Vince Staples?
No.
Super Duper Kyle. That's my new name. Screw T-Bone.
Super Duper Kyle.
Hey, what's up? It's Common Man and Super Duper Kyle. No, my name's not even Kyle.
Not regular Kyle.
No, Super Duper Kyle. That sounds like what Greta Van Susteren or Paula Poundstone would call
Super Duper Kyle.
They would respond to someone named Kyle. It's like, how you doing today?
I'm Super Duper Kyle.
Doing great.
All right. That's it?
I told you Phaser Days. We already got that one.
Yeah, I got it.
There's so many other ones, but there's just boring. Slow Magic, that's actually not a bad name. Senior Kino, Django Django, X Japan, AC Slater. I think a band.
Do you have to pay royalties for that?
Maybe.
If you name your band AC Slater?
I'm
naming my band Screech Powers.
Oh, I got excited for a second because this one's name is Bane's World, but I thought it was Bones World. I would go see that band.
Scroll down a little farther. There probably is a Bones World.
Actually, he's big in the indie community in Greenland.
Oh, this is a good one, too. This is kind of like AC Slater. San Holo instead of Han Solo. See what they're doing there? Getting creative. Yeah,
a lot of big-time bands.
Yes, they are. Joey Bosa knows every single band we just named.
Scroll down. There's a band called Joey Bosa. Joey Bosa's Kiki.
That's right.
Suck on my pacifier, Joey Bosa.
Hey, Common Man here. I know what you're thinking. This guy again? But we have some special bonus stuff for you. Sponsored, of course, by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. We should sell shares of this show.
But you have no say in it?
No, you have no say in it.
All right.
But we can print out a little certificate. You can hang it on your wall.
Oh, I think that'd be great.
I own a piece of Man and Bone.
Actually, here's what I'll take it a step further. Why sell stock? We will sell off paper representations of our body parts. I don't mean they'll be in the shape of the body part, unless you want that. But I just mean, like, I will give you a share. It'll be worth a lot, but you can buy one of my feet. You're not actually going to have, like the Packers, you have no voting power over what I do with my feet or my eyeballs or anything like that. But if you want to be like the owner of my eyeballs in name only on a piece of paper.
I'll do better than that.
I'll sell all that off. I don't care.
I'll do better than that. I'll give you a certificate that says you own a piece of me. And in the envelope, I will give you a short and curly with the DNA bulb attached. I will yank it out and put it in there.
What do you mean the DNA?
Well, you know what you mean. There's a little bulb on the end of it, whatever the hell they call that.
DNA bulb?
Well, whatever the hell that little flesh bulb is.
You think that's where the DNA is on your hair?
I'm just saying.
It's like an onion? It's at the end?
You have a share. You have a share of me, and if you have the ability, you could clone me with the little DNA bulb that I give you. And I could just be in your home. The clone version of me doing the show.
I like to picture somebody chopping up your DNA bulbs to then throw in a nice salad or maybe into some kind of sauce they're making.
It's like an onion. The pube onion.
Yeah.
Because it's below the surface. You harvest it. It's below the surface. Maybe a turnip. A special thank you for consuming all the stupidity we can safely shove down your gullet. Come back for more podcasts. And again, the podcast is sponsored by our friends, because they pay us. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. Stop listening now. The podcast is over. Turn it off. Go do something.